So now that we've pointed out the characters and their constellations, I'm going to read through the character names and the sound that we need you guys to say when you hear their names in the story. So when you guys hear king and queen in the story, you'll say, da 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 da. Can you guys say it with me? When you hear Andromeda in the story, she's very beautiful, so you'll say, ah. Oh. When you hear Cetus, the sea monster, you'll say, unleash the Kraken. And when you hear Perseus in the story, you'll say, to the rescue.
To the rescue.
When you hear Pegasus, you'll say, nay. And when you hear Medusa, you'll say, hiss. All right, are you guys ready for this story? All right. So a long time ago, in a land far, far away, there lived a king and a queen. The king, Cepheus, and queen, Cassiopeia, were the proud rulers of a land in North Africa called Ethiopia. Cepheus and Cassiopeia had a daughter, and this daughter was named Andromeda. Oh. Now the princess Andromeda was no ordinary woman. She was beautiful. She was so beautiful, in fact, that the king and queen boasted to everyone that she was more beautiful than even the sea nymphs, who were legendary for their looks. Well, as often happens when one boasts, things did not turn out well. The father of these nymphs, the sea god Poseidon, heard of this boasting and became very, very angry. Because he was the god of the sea and he had some monsters at his disposal. So in order to punish Cassiopeia and Cepheus for their vanity, he brought out his nastiest sea monster, Cetus, and sent it to terrorize Ethiopia. Well, you can imagine that the king and queen were not too happy about this monster. They decided that in order to save their kingdom, they had to sacrifice Andromeda to Poseidon, and they chained her to a rock on the seashore. But word of her plight and her beauty had spread, and Perseus,
to the rescue!
A demigod who was the son of Zeus and a mortal woman, arrived in Ethiopia. In order to rescue the princess, the gods bestowed upon Perseus
to the
3 magical gifts, a helmet of invisibility, a reflective shield, and a winged horse named Pegasus. With these gifts in hand, Perseus set off to rescue Andromeda. Ah. And as with any good legend, the rescue did not quite go according to plan. On his way to save the princess, the demigod ran into an evil sea witch with hair of snakes named Medusa. And the story goes that anyone who looked into her eyes would be instantly turned to stone. Realizing his predicament, Perseus had to think fast. Luckily, he remembered the reflective shield that the gods had given to him. Using the shield, he protected himself, and before Medusa realized what our hero was doing, she sees her own reflection in the shield and is turned to stone. Now, as any hero would do, Perseus cut off Medusa's head, jumped onto Pegasus, and flew off to save the princess. Our hero spies the beautiful Andromeda, chained to the rock by the sea, but before he can cut her chains, the monster Cetus appeared out of the depths. Without fear, the demigod bravely rides between Andromeda and Cetus.
Unleash the Kraken!
Perseus
remembers
that he has Medusa's head and holds it up to the monster. The evil beast takes one look into the still glowing red eyes and is instantly turned to stone. Our hero whisks away our damsel in distress, and the king and queen, grateful to have their daughter back and their land safe from the sea monster, granted their blessing, and Perseus
to the rescue,
and Andromeda were married.